Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 2:07. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook with you. Newstalk 830 WCCO. Outstanding reporter for the Star Tribune, Rochelle Olson, is here. Mainly to talk about media access to the upcoming trial involving three of the officers involved in the murder of George Floyd, and why the public should care about this, and why I agree with the media on this particular point. But Rochelle, as I bring you in, I've got a couple topics for you first, including one where Adam reached out to you and called you his dear friend.
Fake news.
His dear friend.
I didn't reach out.
And I thought that was an extraordinary overreach. I believe I used the word acquaintance. I believe earlier I said maybe a more appropriate one is someone that you occasionally bump into in downtown Minneapolis. That is more accurate than a dear friend. Is that not correct?
Well, it's like you're cross-examining me here. Is that not correct?
Yes.
No.
Your Honor, the question.
Badgering.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Thank you. Why do we have to label everything? Can't we just live and let live here? Why do we have to call it anything?
Fake news from Adam Carter. Fake news.
Yeah, I don't use that term, so you know.
Dear friend involving Adam Carter, thank you. I believe I've would you like to have your opportunity, Counselor Carter?
That was a disinformation campaign from you just now. Rochelle and I are good, okay? We don't need your approval, okay?
Yeah.
Hot shot.
Yeah.
Have you ever used the term, Rochelle, hot shot?
In regard to Adam Carter?
Or anybody.
What?
Sure. Right. Every chance anybody. I get.
Hot shot. Could you work that into one of your stories sometime in the next 2 weeks? Hot shot.
I don't know about the next 2 weeks, but I'm sure I could. It would give me a little more time. I mean, I'm going to be covering a trial for the next month, so it might be a little tough. But
Judge Hotshot said during the...
I mean, you're a skilled writer. I mean, work it in. Now, Adam, did you happen to see the profile on Rochelle?
I did.
Star Tribune?
I did.
It wasn't a profile. It was a Q&A.
Q&A, yeah.
Q&A. Is there much of a difference between a profile and a Q&A? Pretty close, right?
Wow, dude, you're really going all woo-woo on us here today. It's like, I don't know what's going on.
I know, and I got one more, too. One more
woo-woo. Look at that bait and switch going on here.
Yeah. Rochelle, please come on with us again. Please don't let this ruin the relationship.
I thought my father was the name dropper. Well, you were dropping a lot of names in that interview.
Well, you're a reporter for a long. I mean, that was just a fraction. I've been a reporter for quite a while. You run into a lot of people over the course of that. That was relatively restrained.
Would Adam have made that? You know, in various names that you've bumped into over the years.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure if he ever makes something of himself, I'm sure he will.
One of these days, Mom, one of these days.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
I know you are. I know. So are we. Okay, so let's talk about this. This obviously is an enormous trial. This is a federal trial. Let's just tell people again how, because this involved the officers in the death and the murder of George Floyd, some people are saying, now, wait a second. Why is this in St. Paul and not Minneapolis? It just happened by random default to Judge Magnuson, who's in St. Paul. Is it pretty much as simple as that?
Yeah, I'm not sure how he got the case, you know, if it was, I don't know if it was random or how that decision was made, but yes, Judge Magnuson's chambers are in St. Paul, where they have been for his 40-some years on the bench, and wow. He is not going to have anybody tell him to go hold the trial in Minneapolis. So that's why it's in St. Paul, because it's Judge Magnuson's trial, and that's where he wants to have it, even though there are, oh, I don't know, bigger courtrooms in Minneapolis, but...
Correct.
Never mind. Yeah, that's
Adam,
why it's in St. Paul.
Did that surprise you when we first found out about this months ago?
It surprised me, but when it comes to judges' decisions, though, I mean, can you really be surprised?
No, especially federal judges.
Yeah.
They do what they want.
So this is a federal trial. Talk about the federal guidelines, law, however we want to say it, regarding media access and what the media would like in this particular case.
Well, I mean, for one thing, you know, we don't have cameras in the Supreme Court. Let's start with that. And they only recently started allowing live audio of U.S. Supreme Court oral arguments during the pandemic. And before that, they would, you know, they'd release audio on a delay, maybe started out like at the end of the week or something. They'd get you the audio from those. So they're considerably more restrictive in terms of electronics in the courtroom. I mean, we have the vast majority of states already have cameras in courtrooms, in state courts. But the federal system is entirely different, placed by its own set of rules, led by the U.S. Supreme Court, which has been so wary of all this. And, you know, they don't mind running around the country giving speeches about how they're misunderstood and being politicized, but they won't allow cameras in the courtroom so people can see what they're actually doing. So it's a totally different, I guess you could say, ball game. As everybody, hopefully a lot of people listening, I mean, knows, the Chauvin trial in state court, the Derek Chauvin trial in the death of George Floyd last spring, was broadcast via live stream, first mm-hmm. time in Minnesota. And I don't think anybody would disagree that it went very well, very smoothly. I mean, if you were in that courtroom, you didn't know the cameras were there. I mean, of course, technology is amazing these days, right? What cameras can do. And that those cameras were installed and run by, and the production was run by Court TV, you know, the national outlet that knows exactly how to run these operations. But they've never done a federal trial because the federal courts won't let them in the courtrooms. So instead, we're going to have cameras. I don't know if they're operated by the courts, but they're going to be static. You know, they're not going to move around. If somebody's talking, we're not necessarily going to be able to see them. We're not going to be able to see the defense cameras or the defense tables, I'm sorry. And these the proceedings will not be broadcast beyond the courthouse. They will be broadcast to two overflow rooms, one for media, one for the general public, on a first-come, first-served basis every day. Both rooms capped at 40 people, so that's 40 people each. So it's about 80 people if they're maxed. In contrast, last spring, when the Chauvin verdict was read, 23 million people watched that live stream. Mm-hmm. So, big difference. and I mean, we'll find out a little bit tomorrow when jury selection starts, but we're all pretty concerned about the, you know, I mentioned Court TV had run the cameras in the Chauvin trial, and that was top notch. I mean, if there was ever a glitch, you'd call the producer and it would be fixed within minutes, literally. Here, you know, there were already troubles with the audio during a hearing. I don't know what we're going to be able to see or hear. There will be four media members in the courtroom each day taking lots of notes, but certainly a lot of people on the outside looking in, trying to figure out what's happening.
You just answered one of the questions. So there's four media members, and that's opposed to two, right, in the state trials. Are we operating like on a pool system, too, where this is like sign up and random drawings every day? How does that work?
They did the drawing yesterday. Okay. Anybody who was any outlet that was interested put their name in. And so we have a schedule of when your outlet is in, and then it's up to like the Star Tribune to figure out who they want to send in that day or who wants to go in that day. And yes, that's four instead of two. And I do believe there is an obligation to share your notes, share whatever notes you take from the courtroom. But I mean, you know, that's difficult too, because it's like everybody, you'd all be rather watching it for yourself than trying to play this game of telephone with note taking,
Rochelle, for people, you know, when you mentioned that, you know, some cameras won't show the defense table, things like that. For people who are listening who aren't journalists, to say, well, so what? The reporters in the courtroom, we're going to hear what's going on. Explain why it matters, that what the difference is when you have that kind of access, as opposed to now in this case where you won't be able to see that.
Well, I mean, it's like anything. It's like if you go, you know, it's even like, say, you go to a movie or you go to a baseball game or a football game or it's like anything. Do you want to see it and describe it with your own eyes, or do you want somebody else, you know, do you want to turn your back on it and have somebody else describe what's happening? I mean, the more information you can get, the better. And there's going to be so much. Like I said, you asked about the defense tables. I mean, that's a key part of any trial, is sort of watching the demeanor of the defendant, watching how the defendant interacts with their lawyer, watching how the defendant reacts to the testimony, the judge. Do the jurors look over at the defendant?
Yes.
Does the defendant, you know, does anybody, I mean, not ultimately it's all about the jury verdict, right? But it's just all—it's all important to understanding what, you know. This is an arm of government that we have set up and that we pay for, and they're doing our business. You know, this is a very important civil rights trial. They're charged with civil rights violations in the very, you know, arguably one of the most important cases in state history, and. And when you have the fewer people you have able to watch it, I mean, that gets, we're talking about closed government, and that's not the system we're supposed to have set up.
And everyone should care about that.
Right. And I mean, you know, Adam, if we're sitting in a room, or Chad, or the three of us, whatever, we can all watch the same TV show. And then this happens all the time, right? We can all watch the same TV show and then have a conversation about it. And we all will interpret it differently. And we all will remember things differently. We'll all see different things. And that's why, you know, you're limiting the number of people. You're really limiting what's being seen and how it's being reported. And it's just a real tough situation.
Rochelle Olson is with us. We'll let Rochelle go after this one. Remind folks, tomorrow, Joe Freeberg is going to join us. Dan, this time, right, 2:05 to talk about the first day?
That's the plan.
Of the trial. Yep, that is our plan. So we'll talk more about the case itself, and I'm sure Rochelle will try to work around her schedule when she's available to talk about this also. What is the likelihood, Rochelle, that this decision is going to be reversed? We're talking about the coverage, any sort of live media coverage, the trial of the three officers in the death of George Floyd, the civil trial. And so people, as Rochelle eloquently pointed out, can watch what they want to, inform their own opinion. They can supplement that, listen to our show, read Rochelle's stories, others. But if they want to, see the information. How likely is a change to happen?
In terms of access to the trial?
Yep.
Oh, it's not going to change. The judge today responded to a media letter of concerns from the media coalition. He responded by saying, you know, basically, I hear you, but I disagree. I'm not going to change. I mean, federal judges can run their courtrooms as they see fit. They're appointed for life, and we pay them for life well into, you know, until the day they die. So they don't really answer to anybody at this point. He can do what he wants, and he's not going to change it.
Always appreciate it, including the fun at the start. Thank you so much, and we'll talk soon.
All right.
Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune. A mayor is going to join us before this show is done. We'll explain when we come back.
Wow, dude, you're really going all woo-woo on us here today.
You better know what that means with the howl. That's up to you. It's up to you to know what to do, know what number to call. Can we play that soundbite once again, Daniel J. Cook?
Wow, dude, you're really going all woo-woo on us here today.
Should I take that as a compliment?
I'm just
going all woo-woo.
Do we know, is it woo-woo or Lulu?
I think we need to play it again.
Oh, wow, dude, you're really going all woo-woo on us here today.
I hear woo-woo.
Yeah, I guess it's woo-woo. It's one of those.
Yeah.
Like Rochelle was just saying, three people could hear it differently.
Yes, yes.
It's one of the blue dress, white dress phenomenon.
Yeah. Are we due for another one of those again?
Oh, of course.
Well,
we had the blue dress, white dress. We had the word that's half the people said, well, heard this and then heard this. And then we had the 2020 presidential elections.
Exactly.
Where half people thought something happened and the other half saw something.
And then we had COVID.
Yeah, right. Oh, it's
little
all fun,
did we realize the dress story was a preview of the rest of our lives.
Yes.
What were the words again?
Oh, it was, I cannot remember. Half the people heard
it. Was it woo-woo or Lulu? Is that possible? That's what it was.
No, it was like trying to Google as we speak.
Are we back doing the three white guys Googling again?
Three white guys.
This is what we're doing again?
Oh, it was Laurel or Yanny.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm trying to remember which one because I was convinced it was one. And then I think later we played it. I think I was golfing like this. Then we played it down here. I was like,
Laurel. Laurel.
That's Laurel. Yeah, that's Laurel.
That's Laurel all the way.
Dan?
Absolutely.
There's not a shred of doubt. Did we want to say, because he's one of our own, Yanni? Do we just want to go Yanni, Minnesota's own Yanni?
University, go Gophers, row the boat.
Go Gophers, right? Okay, speaking of something, am I the only one who saw a rainbow about 9 o'clock this morning?
No, it was a snow dog, and they call it, or a sun dog, is that what they're called?
Is that what they call
it? It's a straight up and down rainbow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a sun dog, I think they call those.
Do they call it woo-woo or a sun dog? Do you know the difference?
Sun dog.
Wow, dude, you're really going all woo-woo on us here today.
Can I play that now? Or Dan, can you just fire it? Various interviews when people are unwilling to answer just yes. The most
if there's ever that
simple
little kind of gap in the deal, just
oh,
you know, bam.
So
wow,
good.
Dude, you're really going all woo-woo on us here today.
Next time Tim Walz is on, or
well, there won't be a gap in that interview.
No, because the governor averages about 5 minutes an answer. We could say Amy Oh, that's right. She doesn't answer our questions, doesn't really want to face questions, so doesn't answer our phone calls. It's part of the reason why she's not on. Why do snow dogs happen, Mr. Winter?
Don't ask me. Ask Paul Douglas.
Well, you're here.
It's got to have something to do. I'm guessing it's got to do with temperature. It's got to do with the humidity, particles in the air, and, of course, the sun.
Seems all possible, Dan, right?
Oh, that's why we say when we do ask Adam anything that we're not sure the answers will be correct, but they'll sound good.
It's fairly similar to the news, Dan, right? I mean,
you know what, Chad? The texter nails it here. The disrespect you show to the truth is embarrassing.
You want to summarize that text, by the way?
I didn't get the first part of it, too. But this person is from a 480 area code, so they're fired up, whatever area code
Arizona,
that is.
Arizona, baby.
Is that Arizona?
Arizona. Listen, we appreciate
yes
anybody that listens, any location, including the place that I view as my second home, the Phoenix, Tempe,
the Seville?
Scottsdale,
oh, I'm sorry,
area. What's that?
I thought it was the Seville. I'm
sorry. That's you. That's you and Billy.
Billy,
and
my buddy Billy. Hey, you're kind of chubby.
Billy called you husky, I think. Right there, right with Laura Oaks. Yeah, I was impressed by the Sun Dog. You know what? I want to see more Sun Dogs. Don't you want to see more Sun Dogs?
No, because I think Sun Dogs are only around when it's really bitterly cold. Sun Dogs are colored spots of light that develop due to the refraction of light through ice crystals. They're located approximately 20 degrees either left or right, or both, of the sun, depending on where the ice crystals are present.
And that ends another segment of Old White Guys Googling Stuff on WCCO Radio.
You guys might be old. Speak for yourself. Okay,
I'm rapidly approaching 60.
Yeah.
That only applies to one.
Not even close. Not even close. Mayor Jimmy Francis.
In trouble.
Our guy.
Controversy.
In trouble.
Is it the end?
For his pictures, which I have no idea why I follow the guy. I do. I see these pictures. I look at him. He's been lying to us.
Just took this.
What does this mean? I've got to go back outside during the break. I'm not excited. Adam will give you the weather when we come back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow, dude, you're really going all woo-woo on us here today.
So here he is, our guy, the mayor of South St. Paul, Adam Carter's pal for 77 years. My friend also, the man we affectionately call Mayor Gutless, Jimmy Francis, the mayor of South St. Paul. You're in a little bit of a meat grinder right now.
Chad, thanks for having me on. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to jump back into the meat grinder with you.
Oh, we're gonna do some grinding here, for sure.
Pardon me?
You're going to write that one down?
Yes. I follow you on Twitter, I follow Jimmy Francis MN. And I see often photos that I thought you just took this. But there is a controversy now that has been picked up from Twitter and Reddit when they have discovered some of these photos that you say just took this are from other locations, including Michigan. Photo had been shared weeks before, months before. What exactly is taking place, Mayor Francis?
Chad, it's shocking that things that you see on Twitter and Facebook aren't what they seem to be in today's day and age. But I'm going to take a line from George Costanza. I'm going to take this from Costanza and say, if I had known that this was frowned upon, I would not have shared those photos in that manner. I simply, again, like I told the reporter, I consider Twitter, Facebook, social media, social entertainment. And so in 2020, 21, whatever year it was, decided that I'm not going to keep putting out just stuff that makes people go, whoa, or, you know, stop in their tracks because it's a horrific scene. We all see too much of negative stuff all the time. And if you're only on one platform, you only see one thing. So my purpose was to take photos that I enjoyed and share them on that platform with the simple explanation, just took this. And many times I say it with love from South St. Paul because that's where I enjoy a lot of those photographs. So my effort on the social media platform was truly to spread images, positive, happy images. I did not understand, I did not know it's frowned upon to not cite every source every time. And I don't see that a lot in other people's posts, and so, or they may retweet, but a lot of times they retweet false information. So I was getting away from that. I was putting nice, fun pictures, and I hope people did find some joy in that photograph that's got me in all this trouble of that ice canoe floating down the river. And I guess that's all I've got to say on how we got to this place.
Okay, so I get humor, right? I get having fun and spoofing, and we try to do a combination. Do you think, though, considering your position, you're the mayor of a prominent city in this state, okay, and that you've built up a social media following, that because people look at you as the mayor, when they see this, that the impression was too strongly offered up by you with the phrase, just took this, that the photos were from South St. Paul, that if there was a little wink, we don't always want to give the joke all away or just say, you know, like Jesse used to joke, or sarcasm, that there could have been a little bit more of a hint. So none of this would even be this minor little topic that we're just having you on, to be honest, to have fun with.
You know, Chad, if it was really something, and I'll take responsibility for it, yes, this is what you explained is what I've done, but if it was really important to you, wouldn't you have called that out a year ago? If it was really important to others that follow me and say, wait a minute, this Asian building in the middle of this, you know, colored leaf background, this can't be South St. Paul. What gives? But nobody's done that up until this point. And so, again, what obligation are the users of an entertainment site? You know, it's a little unfair expectation that what I'm tweeting out in terms of photographs is on an entertainment platform with words, just took this, as that I'm more obligated because of a position that I hold. I don't know that I'm...
Well, let me ask you this, and then I want Adam to jump in. If the photos were even more absurd, more clear that it wasn't South St. Paul, then do you think you'd even be in this position at all? I mean, if it was a picture of the Eiffel Tower, just took this, it shows the Great Wall of China, it shows the Pacific Ocean, or did you feel like that was too overt?
I don't feel anything. Again, I'm taking images to put out some positive images to feeds that are normally negative. That was the effort. That was the intent. So whether they were taken in South St. Paul or were they taken, you know, somewhere else, Eiffel Tower, as you bring up as a thing, I think they're the same. They're just nice images that are moving along, and people move along. But I think what's really interesting in all this and the reporting, appreciate you having me on. I appreciate the news reporter. But when he learned of my bring me the news, when he learned of what I was doing, he didn't talk anymore about the positive images or the things that I posted or the fun stuff that's there. He kept pushing to find a narrative that was negative, and that's what's so disheartening, Chad. It's whether, again, I admit these aren't all my photos. I admit the stuff that's shared on social media, sometimes by me from fake sources, fake profiles, is not real. I admit that. That happens. But to try to drive a wedge between anybody based on this, to me, is absurd. This is all to do about nothing. I wish that people paid more attention to our MLK event that we did, an inaugural event, which I referenced in the article as well. I wish,
which you tweeted about quite frequently.
Yes, and I wish that folks that really cared would pick more of those things up and write more stories about those things. But instead, we got to find a way that this person is cheating us some way, shape, or form and not giving credit to something. And, again, if you need me to apologize, I will. I'll apologize more. I mean, I guess I don't know if I had known that this was frowned upon, I would not have done it, right? I'm not looking for trouble.
Yeah.
So that's my stance, again. There's all of the stuff. If you go through any of these websites, yours included, Chad, you scroll after story after story after story of negative stuff that's hurtful and troublesome. And, you know, people are trapped in their world right now. There's people that don't have friends that sit and look at Twitter alone.
Yeah.
I thought, if I could put out some positive images, I don't think it's important to that person that this is from Shane Schmidt or from a story from somebody that sent me 2 years ago. That's not important to them. I think the important part is it's a photo.
Yeah.
Nice, something positive, something that they can smile about, a sundog, right?
Yep.
So in all of this, I hope that it brings attention to, you know, if people want me to be accountable for it, I will be accountable for it, but I hope others would be accountable for that same premise that I'm trying to strive for, which is keeping some positive images in these news feeds that we seem to just have every single day, more and more negative stuff to keep us down and just depress us. And we just, especially in the heat of the winter, MLK Day, right? I mean, it's we've got all these factors. That's when I shared that. And everybody chose to take that one and retweet it. And many, many people will never know we're having this conversation because they're in other states. Many, many people who've seen that photo, it does not, the mayor of South St. Paul does not influence them one bit. But I guess we're talking about it. We made the news in these some people's eyes, our city, then now they've heard of us. I guess that's
I think that's a positive because that's what I'm after, is to bring positivity and love from South St. Paul. That's my side of the story. And again, if
sure, let me just jump in and remind people we're talking to Mayor Jimmy Francis of South St. Paul. But photos and a story that brings me the news has brought up. Adam, you chime in.
Well, I'm at the disadvantage because I know Jimmy. And, seeing these pictures, I don't think twice about it. And I just took this thing. At the same time, I've been through, we go through corporate training about, images and likeness and whatnot. But I think Jimmy has a great point in that. I mean, somebody responded, there's all these people tweeting in response, just as, oh, I can't believe this. And somebody, as a response, had the iconic photo of the sailor dipping the gal kissing.
Yeah.
Just took this as a rebuff to him. And I'm like, that's the joke, dude. That's what we're talking about. So I guess, Jimmy's my friend. So it's, I'm biased. But yeah, this is one of those lighten up Francis kind of moments. Not to take away from beautiful photos that people have taken that deserve credit for it. I agree 100% too, but I just think if you know Jimmy and know his sense of humor, it's kind of
check. And Adam, thank you. Can I also say that the photos that I've shared are not photographers, breadwinning photographers, right? Some of them are my family members that have sent it within our, family text, and I take it's my brothers, it's my uncles, it's right. The picture that I shared was actually from Florida. The guy, my cousin from Florida, or Tom from Florida, sent it up and said, "How's the weather?" Right. So I've never seen that image before. I just shared it. So I just want to make it clear that I'm not trying to take bread and money out of photographers.
No, we understand.
Photographers. Pockets. I'm just looking to send these images, and in the future you'll see a explanation.
I would say this because we got to go. We went too long the other day. I blame Carter. I think you need to be better at that. When a politician gets even involved in this, minor nothing, they blame somebody else. I think it's time for you to finish this by blaming a man like Adam Carter who left South St. Paul.
Chad, we have a saying in South St. Paul: once a Packer, always a Packer. And I don't like to point blame anywhere. Again, I want to leave on the positive note that we're always here for you, Adam. Your hometown's cheering you on, and we appreciate all you guys doing the opportunity that you've given me to state my case here. And hopefully it helps others understand that, we need a little levity in our world. There's a lot of serious stuff going on.
Always a good
friend.
We'll
be doing
Johnny.
6-hour special on it tonight.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you. Comfortable.
Thank you. Mayor Gutless, Jimmy Francis, on a story that we wouldn't do if he wasn't his buddy. We'll wrap up the show and preview tomorrow when we come back. Well, we're going to do some grinding here. A lot of new phrases today, Adam Carter.
Oh, he's long gone. Are you kidding? As soon as we hung up with Jimmy, he's out the door. Computer shut down, all of his stuff. He's way gone. He checked out.
Gone?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Joe Freeberg, 2:05 on day one of the federal trial and the officers involved in the death, the murder of George Floyd. Joe's early analysis on that. Chris Finch, Timberwolves head coach, and Jason DeRussia, his regular appearance. Thank you so much for listening, as always. Really appreciate when you tune in, whether you agree or disagree. Sign up for that podcast. Odyssey app, odyssey.com. Enjoy the afternoon. Paul and Jordana, they are next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!